With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Virginia Monday to check on recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. Vance said an area that badly needed help for months was cast aside.
Have done an incredible job at rebuilding this community. They have not had a federal government that's really been on their side. I've heard so many stories just in the last hour that I've been on the ground of federal agencies that have not developed and deployed the resources necessary, of federal bureaucrats that have been a barrier as opposed to a facilitator.
He said President Trump wants to prioritize the needs of people over government delays.
The basic thrust of Donald Trump's administration, whether it's defense policy to helping people in Damascus, is we're putting people over bureaucrats. The bureaucracy has for too long stood in the way of the people's business. That's going to stop, and we're going to fight to make sure it stops every single day.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration directs federal agencies to pause the disbursement of loans and grants while the government conducts a review to ensure spending aligns with President Trump's agenda. A memo issued by the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget directs federal agencies to temporarily pause all activities related to obligation or disbursement of all federal financial assistance. Social Security and Medicare benefits will not be impacted. Birth tourism gets a California woman 3 years.
It's all because she ran a business that helped pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States to deliver babies who automatically became American citizens. U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner on Monday gave Phoebe Dong a 41-month sentence. Dong and her now separated husband Michael Liu were convicted in September of conspiracy and money laundering through their company USA Happy Baby. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court trying to restrict their use. This is SRN News. Remarks during Monday's Holocaust remembrances ranged from cautionary to dismissive. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Members of the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorist organization are the new Nazis, according to the Israeli Prime Minister. His comments came as the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau was marked worldwide. Survivors of the Holocaust become fewer every year, with the largest number, some 123,000, living in Israel. In Germany, Aloma sparked outrage for attending a far-right rally and urging Germans to move beyond Holocaust guilt. The Media Line Simcha Pascal reports the chairman of Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial called Musk's behavior an insult to victims and a threat to democracy. Irish President Michael Higgins faced backlash for politicizing his speech. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.